What's up, everybody? I'm Caleb, and welcome back to my podcast. This is probably going to be my last podcast y'all hear from me. If I sound like I'm awake for once, I'm probably not. But I'm just trying to stay awake. So, today we're going to talk about SCP-999, aka the Cuddle Monster. I was thinking of doing him because, well, yes, because he's the Cuddle Monster and he is the cure to depression. But if y'all weren't here for the last podcast, we talked about SCP-049, aka the Plague Doctor, and why he's one of the most dangerous SCPs in the facility. Alright, on to the next part. SCP-999, he is non-lethal, but he can cure depression. So he is allowed. He's allowed to roam around the whole entire facility because he's non-lethal, but there is a way he can take control of people, and that's by getting on their head. So I guess a good thing is kind of like Cappy from Super Mario Odyssey. He, like how Cappy can capture her things and people, pun intended, by the way. So, SCP is one of the people that gets to roam around the facility and can't hurt a single person. But he can, like I said, he can cure depression. So if you have depression, you might want to try to find him. Because he could cure and he makes you feel happy inside. So, SCP-999, from what I could tell about him, for his appearance, he's orange. Like, he looks like an orange slime. But he could take forms of people. When he takes over someone, he basically controls their whole body. It's basically two souls in one body. So it's kind of like Shadow of War, how Talion shares a body with Sovereign Day. However you say that name. That is all I have to say right now. But in the next episode, we are going to talk about Tikitobi from Creepypasta and why he works for Slenderman and why he sticks around with Hoodie and Masky. Alright, goodbye, everyone.